Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This is Who's Right Podcast with Anthony and Doug. This is a show where two people argue. The purpose of this show, other than to make us super rich celebrities, is to spark conversations. With that in mind, the opinions expressed here may or may not be those of Anthony or Doug. There is even a chance we may actually agree on some things. See if you can match the opinion stated with which one of us actually believe them. Or don't. We don't give a shit. But definitely join us on Facebook and let us know what you think. Or don't. Now let's get on with the show. All right, everybody. I'm Doug.
This is Anthony.
Today we are going to talk about traffic laws. But before we get into that, I wanted to bring up that we have started a petition.
Yeah.
Any of you guys that know either one of us know that our favorite movie is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. With that being said, we feel that they were robbed during the Academy Awards. If you want to find some more information about that, go to our Facebook page. There's a link there.
Is it the Academy Awards? Is that the same as the Oscars?
I think they give out the Oscars at the Academy Awards.
God, I'm an idiot. All right, go ahead.
So we're trying to get them nominated for Best Actor, Best Director, Best Supporting Cast, Best Dress in a Musical or something. Yeah, so let's get on to it. Anthony is anti-U.S. And
doesn't it have more effect if I say it?
I don't think so.
Instead of just being accused, anti-U.S. First, I want to say how important this episode is going to be. You know, this is a very, very important. Traffic laws, there's nothing more important going on right now.
So I was thinking we could either talk about traffic laws or the fact that they pulled Cheers off the air.
I think we'll get about the same amount of listens either way. Oh, shit. All right, so first, I got to say that I think that seatbelt tickets, you know, charging, put cops pulling people over for a fucking seatbelt ticket is a goddamn travesty, and it pisses me off.
Okay.
Go.
So you lost the argument.
Nope. That's my whole argument. It pisses me off. No, I think that what happens is, we're supposed to, I don't know how to articulate it very well, I suppose, along with everything else I say. We're supposed to live in a free-ish society, and we have people that we pay with tax money to drive around and look for people that are wearing their seatbelt in their car, and when they're not, they pull them over and collect money from them. What that does is turns legitimate law enforcement officers into debt collectors for the state, and I think that's a bad idea.
So you could look at it that way, or you could look at it that they are out trying to protect people.
From what?
I was going to say something witty and funny, but... so do you
Your
know,
mom's a whore? That's not that witty.
I know your mom listens now, so I can't say the things that come into my mouth.
You can say whatever you want. You have my permission.
Did you hear that, Mrs. Anthony's mom?
Mrs. Anthony's mom. It's great that you want to call her a whore, but you don't even know her name.
She never gave it to me.
Oh, God. I set myself up for that one. All right. Traffic laws. Go.
All I know is I gave her 10 and I got change back. So do you know why there's seatbelt laws?
Yeah, so that insurance companies don't have to pay out as much when you go flying through the window.
No, I don't know if it's that so much as the amount of accidents that have happened that would have been prevented by a seatbelt.
And what drives that? Who gives a shit about accidents? Cops don't care about accidents. The politicians don't care about accidents. The insurance companies don't want to pay the money. So that's where that came from.
There's no way you believe this. This is like a really dumb conversation.
So cheers, huh?
Yeah. So anyway, we got a petition up that.
Oh fuck! So how can you not believe that? You think that.
So you think the insurance companies are running the country then?
Oh fuck yeah! Insurance companies and the banks. Yo, should we talk about conspiracy theories? Can we switch it up? Nobody else is
doing that.
and nobody is listening to our show anyways.
What about that Trump, huh?
What? I don't know anything about him. What's going on? Is he still on The Apprentice?
I think he got fired from The Apprentice. It's all over the news.
Yeah, that's cool. My conspiracy theories are better, though.
All right, go.
Just completely make them up right on the spot. Except for this one, though. The insurance companies, that's where seatbelt laws came from. Insurance companies, come on. You can't tell me that you don't believe that.
Are they after the stop signs, too? Is that a big racket for stop signs and run stop lights? Failure to merge properly? Is that all insurance companies?
Stop signs, no. Traffic cameras, absolutely.
So insurance companies are behind the traffic cameras?
Insurance companies and the police departments that collect money from them and the companies that operate them and collect money from them.
You sound like the dad on So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Mike Myers? Or that's the guy that married the axe murderer, isn't it?
Rant and raving about the people that are running the country.
Yeah.
And it ends with Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders is running the country?
Yeah.
I am going to, just so you know, I'm going to keep ranting and raving about who's running the country until it's me running the country. You, I suppose. If you're running the country, I won't rant and rave too much. It'll be all right.
So the dozens and dozens of people that are listening right now, they got nothing to look forward to other than...
So the juice boxes are turning kids gay. Did you know that?
Is this something that you've seen on Tumblr?
No, I didn't say the juice boxes were turning kids racist. I'm going to state right now that I firmly believe that there's only 17 different genders.
All right, I guess I won't argue with that.
What's to argue? I can't name them all by memory because I'm not that smart.
So does it really matter what somebody views themselves as? I don't understand why there's... If somebody makes up a gender and says that's what they are, does it matter? Does it affect you?
No, it doesn't affect me at all. Not even a little bit, but... What affects me is when they say that I'm being intolerant because I don't recognize their unicorn gender or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So as soon as you make up a witty, funny name and throw it on it in front of gender, you're belittling whatever it is that that person thinks. Because he doesn't agree with you.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. I thought we were going to argue. I don't have an argument for that. I'm not saying that I don't believe in different genders. If you want my theory on gender in a episode about traffic laws,
I don't. At this point, I don't know that it matters.
Well, yeah, because you couldn't prove me wrong, so you just changed the subject.
I think I was getting ready to make my point, and you started talking about unicorn sex.
So the juice boxes, back to that. Wait, did you say unicorn sex?
Are you on drugs?
Currently? No.
Are you? I cannot believe how hard it is for you to stay on topic.
I got AC/DC or whatever.
All right.
Is that crickets I hear?
Oh. So you see this? You get me so fucking frazzled. I don't know which stupid comment to attack first.
I'll let you go. You go one by one, and you debunk. Go ahead. I'll try not to interrupt you too much.
So I guess we'll. Okay. There you go. So, insurance companies are running the racket on red light cameras.
Yeah, it's a mixture of. Are you asking me or are you keeping going? I don't want to interrupt you.
I was stating where I was.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Because you run a stoplight, they snap a picture for breaking the law, and then you have to pay a fine to the police department. So then I guess the insurance companies jump in here because then your rates go up?
Well,
or did I just help you out with that? You didn't think that far ahead.
Yes and no. So the insurance companies come in before that. If you're driving slower and you're aware that people are, there's traffic cams watching you, you're going to drive slower, you're going to drive more careful. So the insurance companies don't have to pay out as much. There's not going to be as many accidents. So, of course, they would be in support of something like that.
So the way you say it, even if that was true, that don't even sound bad.
But it is bad, though.
Traffic accidents means less people getting hurt.
No, it is bad.
Yep, okay.
The reasons we do things matter. The reasons, the motivations behind things matter.
Right, so sometimes I think the things like the end justifies the means or something. And if the end result is there's less people getting in accidents, then that's a good thing. Less people getting hurt, that's a good thing. Less people T-boning your mom. That's not going to happen.
So you're missing the reality of the situation is that, okay, yeah, in this one particular instance, maybe the ends justify the means. But if we give it to them here, then we're going to give it to them on the next one. And when do we stop?
All right. So first, you know what? What proof do you have that the insurance companies are?
I got sources in the CIA.
Okay, so that's nobody.
Well, I can't tell you. They'd kill me. Or maybe it was the FBI. God, which one's in charge of the roads?
Oh fuck.
Next point.
All right. Is this even worth discussing? What? Have you ever gotten a red light ticket?
No.
You ever got a ticket for running a stop sign?
Yes. Well, stoplight, yeah, right. I guess I have. It was a stoplight, yes, yeah. Now that I think back, yeah, it was a stoplight. But it wasn't from a camera, which I'm okay with that.
So you're okay if you get caught by a person. You're not okay if you get caught by a camera.
Exactly.
Because the insurance companies don't get money when the cops find you doing it, right?
What the insurance companies don't get money either way. My problem with
don't they get like a royalty?
Yep.
I think State Farm probably has a camera division.
That would not surprise me even a little bit. So the way it works is that
yes, please tell
the
me
companies the works. Companies what's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The companies put these cameras up and maintain these cameras for, I want to say it's like 40% of the revenue behind the tickets.
Yeah.
And the cops, the state, whatever, gets the rest. So there's a financial motive to put these cameras up. Right?
Yeah, I don't think they're doing it because it's costing them money.
And that's okay to just give away everything that you, every inch of privacy that you have is fine to just give away because somebody can make money off of it, and it makes law enforcement jobs easier. I don't understand the logic behind it. It doesn't even make sense to me.
I'm okay with making law enforcement jobs easier. I'm okay with them giving tickets to people that run red lights. I'm okay with car accidents, the rate of car accidents going down. And the only privacy that I've lost, I think, is if I run a red light, they'll catch a picture of the top of your mom's head.
You just think you're so damn funny. Hey,
you gave me permission. Now I don't have to filter myself.
Yeah. I understand. All right, so.
I'm sorry, Anthony's mom.
Her name's Rashonda, dude. Come on. All right. So. Let's look at it from a different point of view. What if they said, well, we are bringing in so much money and we have too many cops and not enough crimes. Now that the cameras are doing the cops' jobs, we have to lay off some cops. Would that be okay?
I guess we'd talk about that when it happens. I don't know that that's an issue. I think that the amount of laws that are being broken and the laws that the police are trying to enforce, there's probably a lot more than people running red lights at up on 53rd Street.
So you're making my argument for you. They're concentrating efforts where efforts don't need to be concentrated.
No,
by trying to catch people.
They are freeing up resources to go do other things.
Or just not do that in the first place. Who gives a fuck if I'm not wearing my seatbelt? Who gives a fuck if, oh my God, I hate seatbelt laws. Did I tell you that?
Have you ever heard of anybody getting a seatbelt ticket via cam?
No.
Right, so shut the fuck up. It doesn't make any sense when you say that shit.
When I say that I don't like seatbelt laws?
So you're back on.
Yes.
You were okay when cops enforced you running the red light.
Yes.
So you should be okay with cops.
No. Let's not say I'm okay with it. I accept it more as an inevitability. It's got to happen, right? But we don't have to have cameras do our law enforcement job for us. We can have people that we pay to do that if that's how they want to do that.
You got a any kind of security camera outside your house or anything?
Fuck no. The day that I get a security camera outside my house, oh my God, that's giving up on humanity, man.
And you haven't done that?
Fuck no. I may sound jaded and cynical, but I'm only a little bit of one of those or something. No, I don't have a fucking security camera.
All right.
I can't imagine the lesson that would send to my kids. That would be horrible.
So you think everybody has good intentions then?
No. No, that's
you have no interest. You have no interest in protecting your family from the people that don't? I mean, it's not like you're giving up on humanity.
I don't see the correlation. I can record somebody breaking into my house, and how does that stop them from breaking into my house? I don't understand.
You hit them in the head with your camera.
Well, maybe I will get a camera then.
So did you see the episode where Sam and Diane ended up
Norm? Oh, we're tearing it up on this episode. This is great. Yeah. This is good conversation right here.
We could have picked a better topic out the than ass. Fucking stoplights.
What?
We could have picked a lot better topic than stoplights.
Why you say we? That was all you. You did the intro, remember? So
what's your thoughts, everybody?
So what? I want to know what you think about 17 different genders. Did I say 17 or did I say 18? I don't remember.
I told you, I don't give a shit. I don't care. I do think people identify differently. And whatever they identify as, I could give a shit.
So, okay. I don't have an argument to that. That's logical. So, do you think that chicks with dicks should be able to use the fucking men's bathroom? That's what they're called, right?
I don't care.
What?
I don't care.
Are we allowed to say that on the air, chicks with dicks?
I don't care who uses what bathroom.
Yeah, but what if one of those chicks with dicks wants to rape your kid or something?
Because that happens.
That's the argument they use, isn't it?
Were you trying to be sarcastic or something?
Absolutely I was. I hope everybody gets this. I think that this whole argument is so fucking stupid. That's why I'm making fun of it. I'm right there with you when you said, who gives a fuck? You identify what you identify as. It doesn't affect me whatsoever. I was so trying to show the absurdity of this whole fucking thing, you know?
Why do you think that, hey, somebody else just signed our petition.
Hey, all right. Thanks, guys.
So why do you think that breastfeeding should be banned from public?
Because I don't... What did we say? I don't think that women's sex organs should be on display. Is that right? Is that the official line?
You know what? I want to disagree with you, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how in this country we take something as probably as natural as you can get and make it a crime.
Yeah.
Or make it a big deal.
Yeah. It's hilarious. I mean, if I wasn't so embarrassed about my big titties, I'd let a kid suck on my titties in public, you know?
I think there's laws against that.
See? You're fucking discriminating, man. What the fuck?
I think they get nutrition from milk, not from fucking...
I wasn't even talking about my kids.
Fat titty hair.
I wasn't talking about my kids. I was just random kids. God, man, the crickets are bad today.
I don't know how to I don't know how to say anything to that. I got this visual in my head of your big fat titties in some strange kid's mouth.
Oh fuck. So, anything else to do with traffic laws?
No, so the way this works is generally about 15 minutes before we start recording. We start shooting texts back and forth to figure out what it is that we don't agree on this week. And
15 minutes. That's all the planning we do, guys. And gals.
So we went through a couple things. Breastfeeding. We both think that it's normal and expected. We both feel a lot of the same ways on a lot of the same topics.
I don't think we realized that when we started this show.
Yeah. So it's been fun, everybody.
Oh, fuck. So we didn't get much feedback on our flag burning episode. We got not...
You know, it's surprising me. Like I said before, I checked the stats, and there are people all over the country. Matter of fact, I don't want to say all over the world because that sounds pretentious. But
oh, it's not. We're fucking international.
I think we're being listened to in 10 different countries now, excluding the U.S. And very, very little feedback on the Facebook page. Matter of fact, I put a post up tonight asking somebody for some topics for us to debate because we got nothing.
Why you gotta say that shit? It's out there, man. Now they've heard it. Oh, wait, this isn't live. So we need to work on getting some guests on our show. Call-in guests? No. Can we do call-in guests? Technically, we're both call-in guests. What do you think about Starbucks hiring the 20,000 refugees or 10,000 refugees, whatever the number was?
I think that they should be fined heavily.
Why?
Well, wait a minute. Is a refugee a U.S. citizen?
You're a fucking idiot. What the fuck?
So the way I read it was that they were hiring illegals, which is why I responded the way I did. But you said refugees, and refugees are here legally.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say they're legal, you idiot. Let's say they're legal, then what do you think?
Oh, I don't care.
That's the only response? You don't care? You don't have an opinion either way?
Oh, good for them.
No, not good for them. Fuck them.
Right, fuck them. Fuck them assholes.
Fuck them because they did, like what did I just say? I said intentions matter. The reason we do things matters. And they're doing it for more sales. Fuck them.
Maybe they're doing it because they care about the refugees.
Maybe you're naive. How about that?
Maybe I just want to see the best in people.
Well, I do too, but it's not there. I'm getting a fuckerty camera.
So this country accepted these refugees, right? And refugees need to have jobs. Otherwise, they're soaking off of the system. So if we have a company that says, hey, we can get some good publicity if we hire all these refugees. Either way, refugees get jobs.
But they weren't getting jobs before. I'm okay with that. They were threatened to get kicked out. What about before? They didn't care about them before.
I don't care. I don't care. The ends justify the means. I'm okay with.
But what about the next crisis? What about the people that are in trouble right now waiting for somebody to kick them out of the country so they can get a job? Why can't people just good to people because it's fucking the right thing to do?
Oh,
why do they have to wait for a chance to profit on it?
Why does it have to be one or the other?
I know why, because we live in a fucking capitalist system and everything has to be a profit.
Why does it have to be one or the other? You say, so I agree with you. They should have had jobs beforehand and people should have hired them beforehand. I agree with that, but that's not how it was. How it was, there was a bunch of people that didn't have jobs, and Starbucks said, hey, we'll take them. So good for them.
Fuck Starbucks. Unless they're going to sponsor us, fuck them. You know what? Even if they are going to sponsor us, fuck them.
All right. So.
Can you get them on the horn, see if they'll sponsor us?
So,
speaking of sponsors.
Yeah, we're not there
yet. That's where you're supposed to jump in.
I am not going to mention their name until we get money from them.
What, are you scared?
Huh?
Are you scared?
No, that's the whole point of getting a sponsor, you dumb fuck.
What's their name? Johnny Joe's Grape Shop or whatever? Grape Vape or something?
So
the grape vape escape.
Stop signs. So
yeah.
So you led me to believe that you were against all traffic laws. So I thought this was going to be a good debate. And all you got
is... Oh, it's not a good debate. And I'm not against all traffic laws.
All you got is, I don't like cameras. Well, I don't give a fuck.
Or seatbelt laws. Seatbelt laws are more infuriating to me.
They save lives.
Fuck you. I think seatbelt laws...
Oh, you got me on that one. Now I changed my mind.
I think seatbelt laws are a way to collect money from people like me that say, fuck you, I don't want to wear a goddamn seatbelt. I shouldn't have to pay money because I don't want to wear a seatbelt in my own fucking car.
Right, but the problem is you're not driving on your own fucking road.
But I have insurance.
What the fuck does that have to do with it? You think so? We're back to the insurance companies again. So you think that you can pay them, and it's like I can break any law I want. If you don't like the rules, then don't drive.
Yeah, I'm gonna not drive because I don't want to pay somebody to not wear my seatbelt. Your arguments are retarded. Come on.
No, your thoughts are retarded.
That term is offensive. Now stop it. Come on.
You're right. You don't have thoughts.
You're killing me. Seriously, if you can't see that this is just a scam to get money out of me, then there's no hope for you. You're never going to believe that the juice boxes turn kids gay if you can't even get on board with this.
I guess I'm okay with that.
God, you're never going to see the truth. You need to open your eyes.
It's a well-known fact.
You know the Illuminati is behind all this.
It's a well-known fact that there's a secret society of the five wealthiest people in the world, known as the Pentaverate, who run everything in the world, including the newspapers, and they meet triannually at a secret country mansion in Colorado, known as the Meadows.
Triannually?
It's the Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders before he went tits up.
What? So what does this have to do with juice boxes?
What in the fuck are you talking? So you think it should be illegal to drink juice boxes when you're running through a red light?
Yes. Juice boxes turn kids gay, man.
Okay, I'm going to bite. What the fuck are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Fuck. You kept crowbarring that in for no fucking reason.
No, I got you to ask about it, and I have no fucking clue. It was great. So if you think our show is going downhill, get on Facebook and let me know so I can tell you to go fuck yourself.
I don't know how I'm feeling about this one.
if you want to sponsor our show, let us know. Oh, fuck. I think... For future shows, what we need to do is both of us in the same room drinking whiskey. until we just keep having a show until there ain't no show no more.
So I think the next show is, I think I'm going to take the stance that there should be
higher gun control laws.
Okay.
Even though I don't believe that, but I think I can, somebody else just sign the petition.
Yes. We are fucking on our way.
No, somebody else just signed it too.
That's Thank great. You guys. See, this works. This radio thing works, man. The NSA is listening in on my hard drive.
So do you think that you can... I wonder if we'll turn people off if one of us doesn't truly believe what it is that we're debating.
I'm a little bit concerned with that. I mean, not only that it'll turn... I don't care that it'll turn people off. I just care that I don't want to present myself in a way that's not what I believe. If I sound like an idiot, that's fine, as long as I believe what I'm saying. I'm okay with sounding like an idiot, you know?
So I'm wondering, you know, we did that show on abortion, and you could tell by the stats that people didn't even want to listen to it.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah. So it's almost, I think we're picking topics that people already have a stance on, so they don't want to hear the other side of it anyway.
Yeah. I would say that this one will help. Traffic laws are pretty highly debated. You know, I hear every day at work somebody talking about traffic laws and, you know, we just had, basically.
I think it goes the wall and then immigration in general. And the ban on travel, and then traffic lights. I think
yes, yeah. that sounds about right. That's why we picked this one. It's hard hitting.
I think we may have to go back into the racism thing again, since we feel so differently about that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Which is funny because we both think racism is stupid. We think it's stupid that you think you can judge somebody by the color of their skin.
Yep.
But we managed to have some of the best arguments about it.
Which I don't understand, because we're both starting from the same premise, like our baseline is you can't judge somebody on the color of their skin. That's the baseline of our argument. What from going up from there, what is there to argue about?
How do we get there? How, as a country? I think that's where we branch off.
But neither one of us knows how to get there.
Well, but we both think we do. So no, that could be an episode. Just, we could end racism.
Me and Doug right here, right now.
So, are we still talking about fucking cars, or?
You know, we've been talking for over half an hour, and I think we got about 4 minutes of traffic.
I don't even think you should cut this one up. I think you should leave it just as it is.
Just let it run and see, not even edit anything out of it. Fuck.
Yeah, that shit you guys have been listening to, that's already edited.
Yeah, heavily, heavily edited. They'll start out with like 6 hour conversations.
And before we started, so Anthony is the one that does all the editing. I made it a prerequisite that anytime I called his mom a whore, that he had to leave it in.
That's like 30% of our show. Shut them fucking dogs up.
Fuck off. Why don't you come get it?
Nope. All right, so what else you got?
I don't know. Do you think we should wrap this one up and then...
Yeah, let's wrap this one up and start another one.
All right.
All right, I'm done.
Well, we got to say goodbye.
All right, say goodbye.
Well, you can see that this was a fucking train wreck, so we're going to sign off here. Maybe this will be like a bonus content, or we'll release two in a week or something. I don't
want to... Yeah, because that's what people want, bonus content.
Well, we could label it that it's like a shitty show, and yeah, we'll do that. What the fuck's it going to hurt?
It's going to bring down our viewership or listenership by half.
You can't divide by zero.
Yeah, I know. I have Excel.
All right. Well,
bye.
Yeah, get on Facebook or something.
Yeah, argue with us on Facebook.
Your singing was a little flat that time. Barry, why don't you play an A for Steve? You got that, Steve?
Fuck this shit.
What's got into him?
He can't take criticism.
Well, great. There goes the band.